Okay, we move on from the sugya of Ein Adam Pre'et Hasmanai. Okay, we'll touch on three shorter inyanim. The first is the one we started yesterday. The Toshma, the Shaychis to the Agamara, we discussed already. But the case. Someone says Manali Biyatza, the other person says it's true. The next day he says, pay. So he says, Ein Lecha Biyadi, which we understand to mean, Lahayi Devar Me'ayla. So he loses the Din Taira. Why does he lose the Din Taira? So we have two possibilities. The Gemara says he loses the Din Taira because Kala Aimer, Laila Visi, Kaima Laiparati Dami. Because when he said, I didn't borrow, he's mighty, he didn't pay. The fact that he did borrow is already established previously. That's the Gemara's reason, that's the emissary reason. All the Rishonim ask, why do you need that reason? He's a host of Tafron. First he said, I owe, and then he said, I don't know. So he's a host of Tafron, he's a liar. He shouldn't be believed at all. Now, there are four terutzim on this kasha. And I've mentioned to you in the past that when there are four terutzim, it means each of the terutzim has something about it. If there be one solid teretz, everybody says the same teretz. There are four different terutzim. Each one needs to be understood. Before we start, I just want to remind you of a klal that I've gone with all the time, whatever we learn, any of these halachis. And certainly we had it in Cheskes Habatim. That if someone is teveh someone outside of Bezdin, he meets him in the street, or he meets him in shul, and he says, you owe me money, whatever a person says under those circumstances is not binding. It's not binding, it's tam, shmuzerai, people talk. You could say, mishato hayisi, I was joking, you could say, I wasn't thinking. Anytime a person says something outside of Bezdin, it's not a binding statement that he makes to someone else, and it has no admissibility in Bezdin. Except if he says, Atem Edai, if he brings up two witnesses, he says, you're my witnesses, and then he asks him, do you owe me money? He says, yes, that counts. You can't say you're joking if he said Atem Edai. But otherwise, it's not a case of people talking Chutzla Bezdin. You can change it later. It doesn't matter. But this is a rule that we've always worked with. We had on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Gemara had a lashon of it inish deloy megala tanisai elabit lebedina. We had this idea that it's not the nature of a person. You don't want to tell the other side what you're going to tie them Bezdin. So what you say outside of Bezdin, therefore, should carry no validity, no strength. In Cain, this Gemara that we're learning now, we said, Monali Biyatcha, and the other person said, Hen, yes, I owe you. Must be talking either in Bezdin or in a case of Atamedai. Must be talking, and this is true, the Pashm Shat in the Gemara, must be talking either in Bezdin or he said Atamedai, he brought over two witnesses, he said, you're my witnesses. In such a case, when he said, yes, I owe you, that's Oida. That counts. Okay, what I'm telling you now, I think it's certainly emes lahalacha. When the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, it adds two words. It says, Manali biyatcha, amalai bebezdin hem. Lomacha amalai, etc. Shulchan Aruch, and I attest when it brings it, it adds the words bebezdin. And that's because, we're going to get into the particulars of this case, but this is a clown, the Kaitak Lolabiyadecha, that when you're Maida, if you're not Maida either in Bezdin or with Atamedai, you pull over two witnesses and you say Atamedai, if it's not one of those cases, so Ahidah Chutzla Bezdin is not meaningful. If you want to catch somebody, so you hide two aid in the closet, and you talk to someone and he should hear, it's not going to help you in Bezdin. Or if you take a phone conversation, it's not going to help you in Bezdin. So you could say, I was lying to you. I wasn't thinking. You could say whatever you want. So, it's not going to help you. Because it's not a hoidah. So that's sort of b'derech hakdama to what we're discussing. And nothing in Tosis is mashma any differently. But this is sort of hakdama. B'chayim has to be without an eidah. Now, Tosfos is the kasha that all the Rishonim are asking. Why do you need the reason of Kolayim Aloy Levisi Kolayim Aloy Parati? Here you have a man who on one day says, I owe you money. And the next day says, Loyah Edvar Me'aylam. So if he says, Loyah Edvar Me'aylam, he's always a kafrin. He can't be believed for the second time. That's Tosfos kasha. Why is the reason of Hosea Kafir not enough? Why do I need the reason of Kalayim Aloy Levisi Kalayim Aloy Parati? So Tosfos answers, and Tosfos Kol Ha'Omer, Ha'Omeri, Ditzchak Lashminan, the Loimotzi Lameimer Ha'Om Aloy Levisi, I would think that I could say, touch up his second words. When he said the second time Aloy Levisi, I could touch it up, loy shall I love a cloud. So it doesn't mean he didn't borrow. El ki'ilu loy lavisi lafisha parati. L'chayra, I could touch up his words, and I could say that when he said loy lavisi, it meant loy lavisi lafisha parati. Kamash balan, no. Ki'ilu ayma loy parati behedya. Kamash balan, that it's as if he said loy parati straight out. In other words, Tosfos is saying that he's not a Hulza Kafrin, because he can touch his words. But he's still chayiv to pay. Because Kolayim Ala Levisi, Kolayim Ala Parati, that has effect.
Why doesn't he believe saying Parati?
He says Loy Levisi, and that means he's Maida like Parati. He's not believed Parati because Kolayim Aloy Levisi, it's like he was Maida Parati. And once he's Maida Parati, he can't say like Parati. That's what he said. Wait, what Tosfos is saying is, now, it goes back, L'chaira, to what we had on Daf Lamed Aleph. We had over there that if a person is Metaritz Devarav, a person explains what he meant, he's Nemo. If he's makish tzas, if it's shver to fit it into what he said, it's a bit of a kosher. So ula dea paskin, tayim v'chezev tayim, then you also believe it. If he's makish legamri, if it's a total contradiction, he says no, I meant, and he tries to fix his words, so we don't believe him. So we're saying here, b'chayra, what does this seem to say? That over here, really, you could be, he's not a Hosea Kafrin. You could be Mataris Devarov. You could say that when he said Loy Levisi, he meant Loy Levisi Lefisha Parati. No, that's a Choshe Ktas or a bit of Choshe. Loy Levisi. He says, no, I did borrow, but I paid. When I said Loy Levisi, I need Parati. That's a Choshe Ktas or a Choshe major HaKoshe. What do you say? Loy Levisi Lefisha Parati. Huh? Sounds like a pretty solid akasha. Saying Loy Levisi, I never borrow. And he's saying, oh, I meant Loy Levisi Elisha Parati. So Taisa says, Kamash Malah, Taisa, what's Taisa saying? That he's not a Hosea Kafir. That for that we would be Mitaris Devara. It's a big chiddush. But yet, so he's not a Hosea Kafir, because to be a Hosea Kafir, you can be Mitaris Devara. But for Kolayim Aloy Levisi, Kolayim Aloy Parati, that would not Mitaris Devara. That's Tosfos chiddush. Now, as I said, every step of Tosfos, every one of the four Terutzim is a chiddush, because each one disagrees with the other. The chiddush of Tosfos is this Nakuda. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings Mamish like Tosfos. It says Shulchan Aruch says, if I tell you manali biyadcha, and you say hen, and the next day you say me'olam lo hayo lecha biyadi, and you say agamara me'olam lo hayo lecha biyadi, so Shulchan Aruch says chus kafron shekvar hayda shayo lo biyadi. So if he says me'olam lo hayo lecha biyadi, he's a chus kafron. He's not believed. There's no way to answer his words. Im amalai ein lecha biyadi stam. However, if he said stam ein lecha biyadi, loy hos the kafrin, shiachal asakin devar v'rishayin. It's taisus. He just said ein lecha biyadi, which could mean parati. V'loy me ein lecha biyadi shamarati, hen loy misha parati. So then, he's not a hos the kafrin. So if he says ein lecha biyadi stam, the Shulchan Aruch says loy hos lekafa, which is like Taisus. Now, Rabbi Kiv Hager says on that, in Betur Kasa Vesein Bala Trumas, now listen carefully, Im Tavay Bebezdin, Bama In Lecha Biyadi, Fachikach Hebi Eidin, Shalava, and then he brings witnesses that he borrowed, Yochel Lesakin Devarav, De In Lecha Biyadi, Amarti, Mishum Deparati. Here he's a real Hosekat. Witnesses come, and they say, you're lying. So he's a lie. He could say ein lecha biyadi amarti mishum deparati. He could be mitaris devarav and say ein lecha biyadi means parati. Now, first of all, it's not what Kivag is getting at, but we see that the Shulchan Aruch considers this to be hakasha ktsas, not hakasha lagamu. Here he's being mitaris devarav even against Aden, and he's believed. He believes mitaris devarav. So we see the Shulchan Aruch considers Ein Lecha Biyadi to be Akosha Ktsas, and he could be with Taras Devarav. Right. Yeah, but this, what I'm saying, why is it different if he said Hen, and then he said Ein Lecha Biyadi, or if he said Ein Lecha Biyadi and Adam said Hen? Adam said yes, there was a loan. So it's really the same thing. As far as being mitaris, I think it's the same. As far as being mitaris devarav, right? Whether he said hen or Adam say hen, if he says ein lecha biyadi, so he's being mitaris devarav. It sounds like we're considering this to be achosh ektsas ein lecha biyadi. He says avo ba'im parati, achar shamarti ein lecha biyadi. But if he says I paid after I said ein lecha biyadi, kivan the ma'ide kishamar ein lecha biyadi al taydis lahadam. Kivin, his mother they was lying. Habi huchz the kafron ve'ena nema. If his mother, when he said ein lecha biyadi, that he meant ein lecha biyadi totally, he says I paid later. So then he's a huchz the kafron, which means to say we're being mechalik between a case where a person is. Mitaris Devarav, where the person himself is being Mitaris Devarav, we're saying he could be Mitaris Devarav. Okay, but in here, in the second case, we said Ein Lecha Biyadi, he has no teretz for his words, and later on he says he paid. So there, he says he has no nemanus. So I'm just thinking, there's a chilik if he's Mitaris Devarav, or if we're Mitaris Devarav. Help me with this. If he's Mitaris Devarav, he explains what he meant. He could be Mitaris Devarav. Daflam and Aleph, he was Mitaris Devarav. No, that was the case. He says, I meant Mufzavaki Ushalavaisai. So he is the one that's being Mitaris Devarav. Here, Here, he's being mitaris devarav. He's coming along. And he's saying, now what I said earlier, this is what I meant. So that, the Gemara Lamed Aleph Taka says, if you hold this to be akosha ktsas, that you believed. Now, is that our Gemara? In our Gemara, what does Tosis mean? Tosis means he's being misakin devarav. Probably not. Tosis means that we are misakin devarav. Isra klashmina. Loi mati la mei mahaim aloi la visi. Loi shalom akal. Eki loi visi shafarati. Is that correct? Chayrin is a difference between the case here in the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Kivega, which is the Torah, which is when he himself explains his words, and where we just could explain his words. Chayrin, that's the difference between the two cases. My nafkamina is when a person comes into Besdin and he says a taina, and then he says another taina that contradicts it. You have two questions. One question is this person a hosa kafra? Is he a person that's a hosa kafra? Do we label him a liar and we don't believe him anymore? That's shaila number one. Shaila number two is, does he have to pay? What do we do in this din taira? Legabe, whether he's a hosa kafran, he's not a hosa kafran, as long as it's possible to answer his words. We don't make him a hosa kafran as long as it's possible to answer his words, even if he doesn't answer his words. But to say that we're going to label him a liar, as long as Yachal is sacking Devarav, he's not a hosa kafran. But does that mean he's going to win the entire? He's not going to win the entire. Because Kalai Meloi Levisi Kai Meloi Parati. Lamaisa, he's saying loy lavisi, which means loy parat. He's going to lose his entire. So yechap, what's happening? What we're doing in our tosis is we're taking his words and splitting it. When he said loy lavisi, first he said I borrow, and then he says loy lavisi, I didn't borrow. When he says I didn't borrow, we said tosis says he's not a hosa kafran, but and therefore he has to pay. 1 minute. If he gets up and he says, when I said loy lavisi, I meant loy lavisi kibemis parati. He'll win. Right? This is what Kibeg is bringing from the tour. If he'll say loy lavisi kibemis parati, so we'll believe him. Because tayim v'chayz v'tayim, we're considering this achashek tzas, he'll be believed. In our Gemara, he loses the entire. We're saying kolay malay lavisi kolay malay parati, because calls a man, he doesn't say it. If he doesn't say that when I said loy lavisi I meant parati, we're not going to say it to him. He's saying loy lavisi, he's saying loy parati, and therefore he loses the entire. He has to pay because kolay malay lavisi kolay malay parati. So we're going to be mechalik, and every one of the four pshatim has to make such a chilik between hosa kafra and the shaila in this entire. To be a hosa kafra, to label the person a liar that the kentayna and bezdin tell we don't say, unless he's vade hosa kafra. But to win the entire, he's not going to win. You realize we still say kaloi maloi levisi kai maloi parati. Even though we're saying it's not over the kafra, because loy lavisi might mean parati. That's a contradiction. If loy lavisi means parati, then it's not true kolay maloy lavisi ki loy maloy parati. So the answer is that there are two levels of din. There's one din to paskin this din taira. We don't taina for people. If he doesn't taina, we're not going to taina for him. But to make him a hosa kafra, to label him a hosa kafra, so Tosfos says we don't label him a hosa kafra because it's possible to answer his words. So to label the person a liar that he can't say Tosfos and Bez, then that we don't say. Now, this I think is the pshat in Tosfos, that he's not a hosa kafra, and we still say like parati because of this chilek. Now what I did, I want to get to Rebbe Kivega's kasha, but what I did is I looked up the halacha of Mishata. which I told you many times, that if you talk outside of Beis Din, you say things outside of Beis Din, you could change it later. Now, I looked this up because I'll tell you soon, the Rashban Asugya seems to contradict it. So it's in the Pei Aleph. The Halacha Shulchan Aruch, nobody argues. If you say to somebody, Omel HaChaver, Manali Biyadcha, Omelai Bifnei Eidim Hen, they say, yeah, I owe you. And Lamacha Omelai Teneuli Veheshim Shata Yisibach. Neman. Yeah, you're Halacha. All about this, people are not going to like this. You know, the businessmen are not going to like this. He'll say, you know, I had a secret, I recorded it, I had a paper recorder in my pocket, I spoke to him, he's mighty, he owes me money, I have proof he owes me. So the president's going to laugh at him. Right? I don't know what's going to happen in court. But the peasant's going to laugh at him. The peasant's going to say, if somebody's maida, that doesn't count. And the shach says, "Who adin yachalita ta'isi b'haydasi." You can say, I made a mistake. Why did I make a mistake? Now, this is the halacha that I told you numerous times. However, in looking again, I found that there's a second part to it, which is Sif Gimel. Dafka iyu gufei matzil litayin b'shata ha'yisi. That's dafka if he says b'shata ha'yisi. Avon loitayin v'itanina le'anam. But if he doesn't say it, we don't tie it for him. We don't tie it for him that he was joking. If somebody records a conversation, he brings it to Beis Din. He says, you see, I have a recording that you're a maida. Beis Din doesn't tie in b'shata ha'yisi, unless liyasni, liyashav tanina. But for a person, we don't tie it for him. Only if he himself says, m'shata ha'yisi ta'isi, then he's believed. So this is a halacha, which is identical to what I'm saying now, in our tesis. We're saying now, when a person says, you say I owe money, I say, ein lecha biyadi, I don't owe you money. So I want to be mitaritz myself later and say, ein lecha biyadi, lefisha parati. So that is, if you say it, if you say lefisha parati, you're going to win the dintayra. Kivay can bring some the Torah. If you say, ein lecha biyadi, because I paid, you're going to win, even against Satan that you borrow. But if you don't say it, you're not going to win. You're not a host of kafir, because you could say it. But you're not going to win the dintayra. Beis Din doesn't tie the things for you. If you come to Beis Din and you say, I ain't lecha biyadi, and he brings witnesses that you are maida in Beis Din or in front of Atameida, you are maida. If you don't tie it back, you're not going to win. The truth is, even without Atameida, if you don't tie it back, if you don't say mishato to isi, or ain't lecha biyadi lefisha parati, if you don't say something, you're going to lose it entirely. What?
Pain is that.
Pain.
He says more than pain.
The first time when he said pain.
If he says yes, I owe you money, he doesn't say pain.
Should be the same. I don't know a difference. You're pointing to a difference there.
No.
I think that pain. See, the first thing he said, we're not playing with. Mm-hmm. When he said pain, that we're leaving. That stands. When he said the second time, Ein lecha biyadi, that we're playing around. Ein lecha biyadi, could it be Mishata, could it be Te'isi, could it be Fisha Parati? But the first word he said, Hen, that nobody here is talking about because it seems to be good. The Hen is Mishata Yisi. What I meant to say is in our Gemara, the Hen, you could say Mishata Yisi, but wasn't in front of witnesses. But in our Gemara, the Gemara Tadidain is on the second time. Okay, so I think this is Pshat and Taisus.
Now
that
we'll
no, the second word. Our Gemara is not talking about his first words. We're not even talking about his first words. We're talking about his second words. The first words, Pshat, were either in Beis Din.
Right.
Right.
You have to make a shim with your hand, right?
Right. Okay, now it's a serious first words and the second words. And Taisa says that it's possible to be mitaritz the second words, therefore he's not a host of kafir. That's what Taisa is saying. You follow what the chiluk? And Daf Lamed Aleph, it's talking that he was Mitaretz Devarav. He changed. He explained himself. So we let people explain themselves, and they can even win it entirely by explaining themselves. Our Gemara is talking, he didn't explain himself. He said, Eilecha Biyadi. Now, Tosfos says, he's not a Hosek Hafrin, because it's possible to be Mitaretz Devarav. That's enough to make him that Hosek Hafrin. Because of man, he doesn't say it in Bezdin. We don't teach people tainus that they should tain in Bezdin. We don't teach people what to say in Bezdin tain. So that's Shannon Tais. That's why, because at the end of Tosfos, we still say Kalay Meloy Levisi Kalay Meloy Parati. He didn't say Ein Lecha Biyadi But Parati. No, Kalay Meloy Levisi Kalay Meloy Parati. We stick with Loy Parati. Just, he's not a Hosek Hafrin because it's possible to answer his words. Okay, this is the Pshat in Tosfos, our Tosfos, because Tosfos is taking it two ways. He's saying, Hosek Hafrin, you're not. But you are, Aim Alay Levisi, Kaim Alay Parati. So no, we're not saying Parati, we're saying Kaim Alay Parati. And this is why, to be Hosek Hafrin, you're not a Hosek Hafrin as long as it's possible to be Taras Devara. That's it is. Kiv Eger here is the kasha Zaitik to Tosfos. I don't know. When I first saw Kiv Eger's kasha, it didn't make sense to me. Let's see if it makes sense. You have here Aiden. A person says, if someone's Tevayim and he says, "Eilecha biyadi, I owe you nothing." So then he brings two witnesses that say, "You did borrow." What's a psak? He has to pay. Okay, remember, we're not Mitaretz Devarav. Okay, Tosfos says he's not Hosek Hafrin, but we're not Mitaretz Devarav. He said, Ein Lecha Biyadi, Eidim say he paid. What happens if he's Mitaretz Devarav? So, Rabbi Kivega says, let's see. If he says, I paid before I said Ein Lecha Biyadi, so I have a way to be Mitaretz my words. So if he's Mitaritz, he says, when I say Eilecha Biyadi, I meant Parati, he's taki going to win. So Akashik Tzas, he's taki going to win. He's allowed to be Mitaritz Devar. However, if he says, I paid after I said Eilecha Biyadi, he's not answering what he said. He said Eilecha Biyadi, I didn't say he borrowed. So if he says afterwards Parati, he's not believed to say that he paid later. So Frekar B'Kiver Kasha. Why isn't he believed to say he paid later? With a migu that it could have been Mitaretz Devarav. We should believe him to say that he said Eilecha Biyadi and he paid later. With a migu that it could have been Mitaretz Devarav. He could have said that what I said first, that when I said Eilecha Biyadi, I meant Parati, which wasn't true. He's saying Eilecha Biyadi, I meant Eilecha Biyadi. But since I could have been Mitaretz Devarav, so now he should be believed afterwards when he says Parati. That's what Rabbi Kivega's kasha. It's a good kasha. He's saying you should have a migu, it could have been Mitaretz Devarav. Okay, I don't know. He says Shumatsasi Shik Shikem Sefik Dole Chumas Venitchik Miyad. Amigo of being the Taras Devara. That's a chiddush, no? It's not being the Taras Devara, it's not something of a, I don't call it Ha'aza. He says, I said Eilecha Biyadi, I made Eilecha Biyadi Lefisha Parati. It's amigo to a strange time. If he says it, he's believed. We don't say it to him. Okay, anyway, this is Rebbe Kivega's cash. This is all teres number one, Tosfos. There are three more terutzim. All the terutzim are telling us why he's not a Hosek Hafrin. Why he's not a Hosek Hafrin. So the Rajba and the Ravid is in the Shita, say two more terutzim. One teretz, they say, is that when he said hen, he could say to'isi. he'd be mitaritz. When he said hen, I was making a mistake. So you see, I was busy with my work, and I made a mistake. So when I saw this Ravid, this Rashba, I said, what? You can't say Toisi. You can't say Tain and Bez and say, I was busy, I forgot. No? You can't say Toisi. Must be. The Ravid understood the Gemara different than I explained it. The Ravid understood the original Taina was not in Bez. It was not without Temeida. The original Taina was, you were Maida Stamaza. You said hen, you said it's Stamazai, not in front of Bez and all witnesses. Not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That Stamazai, you are Maida. And then, later on, you say, Eilecha B'yadi, you contradict yourself. So here, you're now meant to say Toisi. That's the Dinner Meshata. So the Ravid learns that the first hen was Chutzla Bez. Which when I saw that, I said, what? Chutzla Bezdin, what you say doesn't count. But then I looked it up, Taka, and I see that when you say Chutzla Bezdin does count unless you say Toisi, or you say Meshata. If you're Maida Chutzla Bezdin, I said many times it doesn't count because you can say Meshata. It only doesn't count if you do say Meshata. So the Ravid says that the case is, first he said Hed, then he said Eilecha B'yadi. So Tysus said we could fix his second words. The Ravid says we fix his first words. When he said hen, it means Toisi. He could say Toisi. Now, it's exactly the same as I explained Tysus. Lamaisa, he's not saying Toisi. He's going to lose it entirely. He's going to lose it because he's going to lose it entirely. The Ravid is saying that to be a Hosek Kafrin, to label the person a kafran, that we don't say, as long as his first taina could be answered, you don't label the person a kafran. So that the Ravid and Tosis are really two hechitinses to come to exactly the same result. That it's possible to answer the contradiction, he's not always a kafran. Either like Tosis, that you can answer the second thing he said, or like the Ravid, they can answer the first thing he said. Either way, if you can answer what he said, you don't label the person a Hosek Kafrin. The Rashba and Ravid, the second test, the third shot, the Rashba and Ravid say that there's no Hosek Kafrin b'chlal when a person lies Chutzla Bezdin. They're going to Shitasam, that the first taina is Chutzla Bezdin. And when a person says a taina, a chutzla bezdin, you don't become a hosek kafrin because people lie. They don't say because people lie. They say because of it inish the loy megala tanah say chutzla bezdin. You have the Gemara in Lamed Aleph that of it inish that he's not megala tanah say chutzla bezdin. So bechlal, you're not a hosek kafrin when you say something chutzla bezdin. And again, it's the same shot. If he would actually say, I didn't want to be Megala my Tainus Chutzla Bezdin, he would win the entire. He's not saying. He's saying, Eilecha B'yadi, and he said Hen, he's not answering. So he's not a Hosek Kafrin. These are three Turutzim on how to be Metaritz Devarav. Either Taisvis, or the first shot of the Ravid, which is Metaritz's words Mamish, or the second shot of the Ravid and the Rashba. The fourth teretz is a chiddush atzum of the Marit, which both Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ketzais bring here in Siman Ayin Test. The Ketzais is Sifkaten Yud. The Marit says, if I understand it correctly, just like Ein Oda Mesa Matzmei Rasha, you can't make yourself a Rasha. Okay? The same thing, if you walk into Bez and say you're a liar, does Bez believe you to make you a liar? No. It says, to be a Hosek Kafrin, if you walk into Bez and you say two opposite things, you can't make yourself a Kafrin. The only time Hosek Kafrin is if you say something, a witness is contradict you. Ein adam, what's his lashon? A person is not a huzik kafir al pi atzma. You don't become a huzik kafir based on your own words. Now again, you're not going to win the entire, but we don't label you a huzik kafir. Maida b'knas is pater. It's only normally to pay. So therefore, you pay. Even the lay al pi edim hukash, al pi atzmai. If you contradicted not by witnesses, by yourself, of course you lose the entire if you contradict yourself. You don't become a hosekafen al pi atzmai. So this is already a more yisaitis diketeretz, and he brings it from our Gemara that there's no hosekafen al pi atzmai. So these are the four mahalchim in the Gemara. And all of them hopefully give us a little havana in the idea. Why? Hoidos baldin only helps to pay money. It doesn't help. You lose the entire. But it doesn't help that you make yourself into a rush and you make yourself into a cat. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Somach le'kaiselach in the gavul and obes hakol. All right, let's get the picture straight. Again, a person built a wall. You only have to build a wall of dalar amis, and one person went and he built a wall of 10 amis. The other person pays for 4. He's put on 6. Our case that we're going to learn now does not involve. I said, he said that they're accusing each other of lying. This next Gemara, nobody's accusing each other of lying. The facts are clear. On the Dalet Amis, they chipped in. On the top 6 Amis, only one person paid. The other person came, and he built a wall. He's going to put up a building. And clearly he's about to use this wall for his building. So the Mishnah said, you have to pay. You have to pay for the wall. I'm just wondering, just an aside. Let's say in 1990, my neighbor put up a 10 amma wall. Okay? I chipped in the first 4 ammas. The other 6 ammas, I didn't chip in. How much does it cost the 6 amma wall? Let's say a 6 amma wall is worth, I mean, it depends how big it is, right? How wide it is, but pick a number. Let's say it costs $5,000 to put up the wall. The other 6 hours. That was in 1990. Now it's 18 years later. And now I go and I say, you know what? I'm going to build a new house in my yard. I put up a wall. Let's say the whole 10 hours is high. So he comes to me, he says, oh, it's a Mishnah, you have to pay. What does Megaglov HaSakol mean? I have to pay to what he paid, half of what he paid originally? Or I have to pay half of what it's worth today? An old wall is not worth the same as a new wall. I mean, a year or two later, the price doesn't change. But 10 years, how long does the wall last? I'll say a wall lasts. We're not talking about a building, we're talking about a wall. A wall lasts 40 years. 50 years. So, wall lasts 50 years. So, he paid a certain amount of money. 18 years passed. I have to pay today's value, or I have to pay the original value?
Perfectly, you have to pay the original value because you have to do it even if you don't put up the roof on top of it. Yeah.
I have to do it as soon as I show I'm happy with it. I have to pay, even if I don't put up the ticker, even before I put up the ticker. So what happens? I'm now chayiv because of them. It's like a going vessel in Afreya. What? I'm chipping in half of his expense. But do I have to pay his expense when I'm not getting a new wall? I'm getting a used wall. I'm getting an old wall. It's 18 years later. I'm getting a wall. It's not worth so much. I'm not sure. All along, I don't have to pay for that benefit. It's above dollar, it is not a normal Mahana. So, for what happened all along, I don't have to pay. Now I have to pay. Pshat, it's like a Goy Muslim afray, I was happy with it. Pshat is now, it's a new Ischaibus. Not sure. What?
He wasn't happy.
He wasn't happy. Pshat's nice, he wasn't happy. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure which way the Ischaibus goes. But, alright, we'll put that aside. I don't know the answer. Let's see the Machlaikis here in the Gemara. Om Rafana. Samach Lepalga, Samach Lekula. Unbelievable shita, Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that even though you only built a wall opposite part of his wall, part of the joint wall, but you have to pay ready for the whole thing. Not only Palga, both Rashi and Taisa say it doesn't mean only halfway up, but also in length. The wall could be 200 feet long, and I put up a wall 50 feet opposite, so now I have to pay for the whole 200 feet. That's Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says, no, whatever you built, you built. Whatever you didn't build, you didn't build. Rav Nachman's easy. Rav Huna is a tremendous chiddush. So the Gemara says right away, when do they argue? Maida Rav Huna b'karnav alufta. Rav Huna's maida, if you build a new building in a way that it's clear you don't plan to build anymore, it's nicker that this is all you plan to build. Kind of a lufta means I have my house and I built a garage adjacent to it and I used this wall. So a garage is only a certain size. I'm not going to build it 100 feet long. So that's kind of a lufta. Kind of a lufta, I don't have to build more. So then Rav Huna says, if it's nicker, you don't plan to build more, everyone agrees you don't have to pay. And fakert. Umayda Rav Nachman, Bafriza, Ubekata, Dikshuri. If I showed that I planned to extend my house further, why do I have to pay? And that was made to Rav Huna. So, if it's nicker that you plan to build more, everyone holds you have to pay. If it's nicker you don't plan to build more, everyone holds you don't have to pay. When do they argue? When they argue, when there's no hecker one way or the other. It's not nicker, you do plan to, you don't plan to. So here, Rav Huna comes along and he says that I have to pay. So the question is, by my pligi, why does this machlaikis here? Why did it to start in? Really, what's Rav Huna's side? Why should I have to pay for something I'm not using? So Dibris Maisha here, says a pshat in the machlaikis, and Agav, he adds a very important Nekuda to the halacha of Yeri L'Tarsad HaChaver Shalai Rishos. When we learned the sugya Makif and Nikif, we learned the pshat, the Iker pshat we called it, was the Ramban's pshat. If I build a wall around your Rishos on all four sides, you have to pay, because there's a din of Yeri L'Tarsad HaChaver Shalai Rishos. Right? If I go to your field and I improve it, if it's Oyvid Lekach, you pay. If it's not Oyvid Lekach, you don't pay. Rav Moshe says that when I build the 10-amah wall next to you, I'm a Yeru Tassad HaChaver Shalai Bishus. I went and I built 6 amahs high. You didn't ask for it. You don't need it. It's not Oyvid Lekach. You're part of it. There's no reason you should have to pay. There's no Shvach. You have no benefit. You don't have to pay. Later, when I build my wall, my house opposite that, now we see that I am a Nehemna. I am a Nehemna from the fact that you are Yerel Tzadach HaShaber Shalai Rishos. So I have to pay my Hana. I have to pay whatever benefit I have from what you did. Yerel Tzadach HaShaber Shalai Rishos. I have to pay the Hana. So from Moshe, Rav Huna holds that if I'm building a house, the fact that I have the option of extending it is a hanoah whether I use it or not. Now, if I say clearly, I don't plan to extend my house, I'm part of the Rav Huna. Everyone agrees I'm part of. The case is that I'm a suppik. I don't know. Maybe I will extend, maybe I won't extend. The fact that I have the option of extending is already a Nehemah. That's in the hand. And you're at Yerut Tassad Chaver Shalai Bishus. I have to pay you. I only have to pay you right size, the smaller value. But I have to pay you. So Zabter Maisha, why does Rafuna hold you have to pay? Because there's a value in the fact that I have the option of extending my house. That's Ramesh's line. Now, what can you ask on that? If there's a value that I have the option, then I have to pay for that. What? Oh, so then you'll ask, so you should pay right away. Why do I have to build my wall? Why some of the powder? Right away, if any time I'm so big, I should have to pay. So it's interesting, Ramesh writes a halacha. I'll give you the example we had. Someone comes to my house and he paints my house. Right? I didn't order him to come. I didn't tell him to come. He paints my house. My house is not only meant to be painted. It's a fine house. I don't need a paint job. So I have to pay him the lesser of the two. The profit, the expenses, or the value my house went up in value. Now, I would be very unhappy if someone did this to me. If someone came and paid to my house, and let's say it went up in value, if I wanted to sell it, it's a freshly painted house, it's worth more. I'd be very upset. Why would I be upset? Yeah. Why would I be upset? Now I can get more money for it. It went up in value. The reason I'd be upset is, who says I'm selling it? I'm not planning to sell it. Now, when I read the Shulchan Aruch, I understood that I'm stuck. I have to pay either the uptick in value or the expenses. Ramesh says no. Ramesh says, Kvaka Safti somewhere else, that the only time you have to pay Shvach is if you're planning to sell it or planning to use it. There's some Haskalah in the Hana. But I don't plan to sell my house, so it doesn't help me at all that the house is painted. That's a very, when you talk about halacha l'maaseh, it's a very important rule. Memela, Zatra Maisha, the fact that you put up a 10-amma wall, and I gain, that I have an option, if I want to build a house, I could build a house and with that wall. I don't have to pay for that. Because I'm not aiming to build a house, I'm not thinking of building a house, I'm not doing anything to do with building a house. So I don't have to pay for it, even though it's a profit. Because I know if I want, it's 10 amas high, now I can build a 10 amas high house. Because of man, it's not something I want to do, I don't have to pay for it. It's only once it's clear that it's an option that I have. Now again, if I do a karnavalufta, something that's not a normal thing for people to do, I'm baitapah. But I do something where it's a normal possibility to do it, then I'm in the hand. Even then, the Ramesh says, only if I say I'm a sukkah. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I will extend. Maybe I won't. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. In that case, Rav Huna's Chiddush is that you have to pay for it. Rav Nachman Pashut, Rav Nachman says that why should you have to pay for something? When you be in the henna, you pay for it. When you're not in the henna, it might turn out to be Yerot HaSach HaMesh L'Bishus for the henna, but because man, it's not. But Rav Huna says that you pay because you gained the option. And gaining the option is also a henna. Right, today I don't have to pay. If 9 years from now I decide to sell, so that comes back to my first question. Let's say you paint my house, and I say I have no benefit from it. What if tomorrow's case? You plow my field. I tell you I'm not planting my field. I have zero benefit. I'm potter. And then later I decide to plant. Okay, when I decide to plant, I have to pay. I'm just not sure if when I decide to plant, or in this case, I decide to sell my house 5 years later, I have to pay for the original, or I pay for today's value. I'm not sure. Point of Maisha, it would be the same question in our Gemara, do you pay the original or not? Rav Moshe is saying that Kozman, I don't plan to sell, I don't have to pay. Just like in our Gemara, Kozman, I'm not thinking of building, I don't have to pay. On the other hand, just like in our Gemara, if later I decide to build, I have to pay. So you're saying, if later I decide to sell, I have to pay. But just like I'm not sure in our Gemara how you estimate the payment. So you're not sure there, how you estimate, I'm not sure. Rav Huna says one more memra. Amar Rav Huna bekavim loyhava chazaka. A holes in the wall, a port for a beam. Loyhava chazaka avid afagav the amul avid layhim liti. The amul ayavina lishi paisis li layvus rishtai. The way the Rashbam learns is Gemara. It's a totally separate memra. Here they are lying. Previous Rav Huna of Nachman, there's nobody's accusing anybody of lying. Here, a wall was built. Higher than four. And holes were made, ports were made for the other person to put beams. So he says, I chipped in with you for Haraya, you made the coven for me to put my beams. So Gemara says, this is Karaya. Could be the person did it in order to convince him to chip in. It's no Raya that he really did chip in. As Becheske Shalaynos. Amar Rav Nachman, Azlik Lahurdi, Loy Azlik Lakshuri, looks like in this in Gemara. The bottom half of this Amid is the next major topic. I told you the first parak of Bava Basra has numerous, you know, we have to get around to a Chazara on it, but numerous topics that go from one to the next. I told you it's the opposite of Cheska Sabbatim, which is pretty much all variations of one case. Here, this little piece of Gemara, innocent looking piece of Gemara with the Rashis and the Rishayim is a new sugya of Chestus Tashmishim. I left on the board here. We had enough Mem Aleph from the Beis, I think it was. The last, one of the last things we learned in the first parak, the Inyan of Chestus Tashmishim. And there I referred back to Davod, and now we're holding a Davod. I'll tell you what the sugya is about. And for tomorrow, it's your job to know all four shitas on the board. The Shaila here is a new Shaila. It's not new because we discussed it on Mem Aleph. It's the Shaila of Cheskes Tashmishin, which is, I'm a neighbor of yours, and you have your property, I have my property. And I started to do a Tashmish, a use, that involves your property. Either I lean the ladder on your property in order to be able to go up and clean out my gutters, something I do on a routine basis. Or I have leaders and gutters taking the rainwater down from my roof, a marziv, and it pours out and right into your rishus. Any one of numerous things, or I lean my beams on your wall. I'm not talking about a shutvis wall, I'm talking about your wall. You have a wall, I lean my beam on it, you don't say anything. You come later, you say, you know, I take your beam off. If you have a kayak to do it. We're neighbors, I put up an eruv, I knock my lechi into your wall. And you come later, you say, take it down, I don't want you nailing a lechi into my wall. So the shaila is, when do I get a cheskes tashmishin? I say, what do you mean, I have a chazaka, I've been doing it already. That's called cheskes tashmishin. There are two shailas. One shaila is, do you need 3 years for this chazaka? Do you need a kibul shanim? The X's mean no, and the checks mean yes, right? Those shittas hold no, those shittas hold yes. Now, if you hold your only gimel shanim, you get a chazaka immediately. Immediately means as soon as the other person sees it, he's quiet, you get a chazaka. The second shaila is, what are we talking about, says this Tashmishim? I say that I lean my beam on your wall. And you come and you say, take it off. I say, no, I have a chazaka. Does that mean I say, I paid you for it? And I have a chazaka. I believe I paid you. I have a chazaka. Or is it even if I don't have any timer? I just say I did it. And by doing it, I get it. That's also machlekes rishayim. That's the second column. And the Rashi here talks about it clearly. And Yitzhashem, what basically the discussion we had on Nefem Alpha Medeis, we're going to revisit here in the Sugya of Festus Tashmishim.